This is Nursing in America. Each week, we speak with incredible nurses from all over the world who have taken the leap to start a new life in the United States. If you're thinking about doing the same, then this is the place you'll find all the insider knowledge and inspirational success stories to realize your own American dream.
Hi, I'm Theory. I'm currently working in Mercy South at surgical step down unit. We basically handle like a lot of surgical cases, but sometimes we do have overflow cases from other disciplines as well. And in my floor, I do work with a lot of international nurses, and it was very, very exciting and very friendly environment to work with. From the start, I was originally from Burma. Then I studied and worked in Singapore for 14 years. So I have been a nurse for 14 years. And I have research. I read a lot about nurses. And I'm sure the nurses in US have a lot of autonomy, authority, and a lot of things that can be done as a nurse rather than the bedside nursing and, just carry off the patients, cleaning up and stuff. So it's one of the reasons, to live American dreams as well. Currently living down in St. Louis. So it's where the Great Arch is located. So apparently I just went to the Grants Farm last week because I love horses and I saw the Clydesdale there. They are really awesome. They were really awesome. And another thing, my favorite was, I think last month, there was a Shakespeare's in the Glen. So it was a new experience to me, the Shakespeare shows were free and it was in the open theater in the Forest Park. It was a very good experience for me as well. The weather here, when I reached here in February, it was cold and chilly, but at this timing, it's kind of hot and humid. But from what I researched and from what my friend said, it's getting cooler at the mid to end of September. So, and I was told that during the fall, the city, the place is really awesome and beautiful. So I can't wait for it. So it's one of the reasons why I come here is that I can enjoy all the four seasons, but not much snow. So it's not going to be hard for me. I came from the tropical country, which is hot. So I don't think I'm ready for the snows and cold weather yet. So this is the best place for me so far. Yeah.
We'll be back with the conversation in just a second. There's a wonderful opportunity for you. AMN Healthcare Network is currently recruiting registered nurses around the world to live and work in the United States. To learn more and apply, go to amnhealthcare.com/international. That's amnhealthcare.com/international. On with the show.
I chose Mercy because whenever I get the interview for me personally, I will Google it, I will do some research, what kind of organization it is, how big the hospital is. So when I research, all the awards showed up and it was so impressive to me. And for me personally, I don't want to work in a small hospital. By working at the hospitals with a lot of facilities, I can enhance my experiences as well. So it's the reasons why I chose Mercy. When I arrived to the States, so I didn't feel strange at all because there was one licensed person there to guide me through how to get the bank accounts, how to get the phone card, and they would drive me around where to shop the grocery and stuff. And when I started onboarding with the Mercy, it was so detailed and so well programmed. I have all the classes and stuff. Although I have been a nurse for a long time, the process, the devices that we use, everything is different from what I have experienced with. So it was really helpful for me. They are all the DT classes that I needed for my working, for me to work in my surgical step downs unit. I have to shadow the rapid response team. I have to shadow the tele unit. So I know what is going on and what they do. It does help me a lot when I work on the floor. We use Citrix for the charting, for the documentations, and here we use Epix, which is a huge difference for me. And the way we contact the providers, how we escalate our concern to the doctors as well, and the autonomy of the nurses. Like, there are a lot of things we cannot do as a nurse back in Singapore, but here we can do a lot of things as a nurse. How to advocate for your patients, how you can do assessment of patients, and how you can decide on the patient's care, how you can involve the planning of the patient's care. They are all like a huge difference for me. If you don't know how to drive, please learn how to drive here. I mean, it's very difficult to like rely just on the public transport. So it is always a very good to learn how to drive first. I was lucky enough that my husband was with me to drive around. If not, I would be in big trouble.
If you enjoyed the episode, go ahead and hit the follow button on your podcast player and leave us a review. AMN Healthcare International is currently recruiting registered nurses around the world to live and work in the United States. We offer both direct hire and staff recruitment, giving you more options and flexibility to begin your American dream. To learn more and apply, go to amnhealthcare.com/international. There's also a link in the description. Thank you for listening. Tune in next week for more incredible conversations.